regardless of what you're going to do as an agent, I think it's super important to tack on to your existing profit centers as an agent some form of investing that you can use for yourself and to help your sellers.
Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast. I'm here today with Chris Prefontaine. Hi, Chris.
How are you, Maud?
Good, good. So you are a real estate coach, previous realtor. Tell us about what's exciting right now in your business.
Well, with all the craziness going on with the chaos, we're actually tripled in volume. And that's when I say we, it's our family company who buys and sells real estate on terms and all our students all around North America. So it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. How did you decide to become a realtor and then switch from becoming a realtor to becoming a real estate investing coach?
I built a bunch of homes in the early 90s. I'm dating myself a touch there. So I've been at this for a while. And then around mid 90s, I bought a Realty Executives franchise. So I kind of put my broker hat on then. And the goal was never to be in it long-term mode. It was to sell it to someone else. I didn't know who. But in 2000, I sold it to Coldwell Banker. Okay. I went into their system for a few years under a non-compete. And then from 2000 on, I was coaching high-end realtors, like $1 million, $2 million producers and up in gross commissions all throughout US and Canada. And then also working my own investments on the side. Mm-hmm. And then that led to just more of a laser focus as an investor after the crash of 08. And I just chose to resign my license, but I have a whole bunch of students, and my son used to be licensed, that do both. And that's why I can't wait to talk about today, because there's a lot of profit sitting there for the agents to pick up.
Cool. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about what advice would you give someone who's thinking into growing their real estate business and their investing business?
You know, there's so many niches. Like on my podcast, I have all different types of niches. I'm not so naive to say, yep, our way is the only way. I'm an open book. But regardless of what you're going to do as an agent, I think it's super important to tack on to your existing profit centers as an agent some form of investing that you can use for yourself and to help your sellers. So that the way we do it is real simple. Anything that doesn't fit in the box of your regular conventional stuff, you can pivot and be the specialist and be able to buy that. And so I don't know if I answered your question directly, but it's just a big profit center sitting there not being tapped into for realtors.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to tell us more about that? Like, what is the term investment? A little bit of how you approach it.
Yeah. So terms means to us lease purchase, owner financing, or buying someone's house subject to existing financing. Now, so as a realtor, you'd say, okay, well, what would fit into that versus me as a realtor? This is so cool because you could go to a listing appointment, and I'll talk about the buyers in a minute, but you can go to a listing appointment and you can say, all right, morally and ethically, you can say to the seller, here are your options. I can list it conventionally. Here's what the net sheet might look like. I can buy it as an investor. And that way they know you're giving them the best of both. Let them decide. You'll know as you get better at structuring deals, which is better for them, and you can advise, but at least they'll have options. Let me give you some examples. So let's say a listing is going to expire. I mean, we all had it, right? So it happens, and they're usually blaming the agent, but it's usually not the agent's fault. It's usually something else.
Overpriced.
So yeah, always. They'll say, oh, the agent, but it's not the agent usually. So you can actually, if it's over leverage, if it's expiring, if it's just, you know, at what it's worth and they can't afford a fee at that point, whatever the reason is that it won't go conventionally, you can buy it on lease purchase or owner financing. And that's a pretty neat thing because you can act quickly for them. And it's not always about stressed out sellers. So don't get me wrong there. Like, we have a whole bunch of owners that were free and clear, no mortgage. They just want the most money and they can wait. So we'll buy it over time on owner financing. And so we can give a bunch of examples, but that's just like 10,000 foot view of what I would do as an agent.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you go about explaining, like, because we have agents here who would say, list your home with me. And if it doesn't sell, I'll buy it. Is that a little bit of that concept or?
I know Craig Proctor was big on that when he put out his unique selling proposition years ago. But there's, and some people may do that using conventional financing, but here's what's important. We don't use conventional financing. So we never go to get a bank loan. We never sign personally, and we can act quickly. I think that, and I'm calling Craig out just because I know he did that in a big fashion. He would do that under certain criteria, right? And so they have to get the right price and all these rules that were there. They could use that unique selling proposition, but it's much easier to buy the way we do it.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool. Tell us a little bit, what's the one thing you would suggest to realtors that so realtors can do that will generate the most success for them?
I always tell people this, and it almost goes for any industry, and that is find the niche. So if it's ours, great, but find a niche that you want to tack on to your realtor business that will help you during all this chaos right now, especially give you another kind of arrow in your quiver. Then find someone, that's one. Two is find someone in that niche that is currently doing it. It's dangerous to follow someone that just knows how to market or did it in the past, right? Because things are changing rapidly now.
Yeah.
And then third, follow them or that person or the system for 36 months. That's the big caveat there, because there's so many shiny objects for realtors and for investors, especially if you're doing both, mm-hmm. that you can get thrown off. Just pick a niche you can get behind that you love for values and other reasons, and then go follow that person or that niche for 36 months. You'll have a great experience. Anything short of that, you know,
yeah,
take your pick.
Very cool. And how would you suggest a realtor, how you talk about listing presentations, but how can they leverage their listings to get more listings or more sales? Or,
well, if you could picture like going into a home and saying, I have these options for you, I can buy it. Any seller that's been through that headache of, oh, I ran out of money, like I don't have enough money to pay the realtor at the end if I owe just what it's worth, or if I'm upside down, any seller has gone through that pain, will it'll speak volumes to them once you get the word out. And you're becoming the authority in your market, if you will. And so that'll spread like wildfire. I mean, we have realtors, Mode, calling us constantly, referring us business. And I'm talking about deals that are worth like, we average like $75,000 per deal. All three paydays. We create multiple paydays per deal. So picture that, like you're the expert, you go in and you're the authority. You tell the sellers what you can do to get them out of that. Guess what? Sellers hang out with people like themselves, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get a whole bunch of other properties. So, and there's not a lot of realtors doing it. So they're giving up these $75,000, $100,000 paydays on these deals that they were okay with getting a commission on. Now they're going to refer it to us for 75 or 100 grand. It's mm-hmm. crazy to give that up.
Yeah. Very cool. What would you say partners that realtors should have in their business that are?
We partner with people for one, just to give out a shameless plug there. So we'll do deals around North America with our students. Mm-hmm. So like I'll get on the phone and call that person that might, you know, be thinking about listing up. So I'm doing deals with them. Other important partners would be, they're already connected with them. This is what the cool thing is. Realtors are already connected with mortgage brokers. Well, how many mortgage brokers do you know that probably have buyers, especially during this chaos, that don't qualify for a loan today and they need time or credit enhancement? Well, that's who we help on the buyer side. We put buyers in there that go through a rent-to-own program that need help. So a cool partner would be mortgage. A cool partner would be credit repair companies. These are all easy sources of referrals. Now, how about all the other realtors that I said are referring to us? How about they just get some relationships with realtors in their office and other offices to say, hey, if you get an expired listing or you get an over-leveraged property or you get something you can't sell for whatever reason or you can't take the listing, refer it to me.
Yeah.
And you'd be shocked at how much stuff comes your way.
How does your training or coaching work for the real estate investing terms?
We have a couple different things. So we have an online academy. It's not a kind of a once-through course. It's a living, breathing, it's constantly updated online academy. So it teaches you all the deals I said, like how to set up the lead gen. Some of the realtors already have some of this. How to then structure lease purchases, owner financing, and subject to deals. And then how to structure those three paydays. That's got to be a big thing for realtors. If you think of this, when I was a realtor, I did 100 homes a year. That was kind of my pace before I sold. Okay, that's cool. But every January I go, oh man, I got to go do that again. Because it's one check, one deal. Other than referrals, it's one check, one deal. Whereas we set up three paydays per deal. We get cash now, just like you would a commission. Then we get cash monthly, and then we get cash long-term. Well, that's a really cool thing to add to your present kind of one deal, one check mode, if that makes sense.
Yeah, very cool. Your shirt is Got Grit. Is there a link for that? Like, is that a link to your book or your coaching or?
Last year, I don't know if you know the name Rudy Rudiger. He did the movie Rudy, the hit movie Rudy, the football movie. He's in his 70s now, but he came and spoke at our last event. And at the same time, we had put to our community the book called Grit. It's written by a PhD, and she talked about children and adults and what it meant to have grit and the success levels. It was pretty cool. So we tied that together with Rudy's story and have him come speak at our event.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to new realtors starting up or realtors who are thinking of quitting?
Okay, both ends. So starting out, I can only do, every time I talk on shows in our own podcast, I only say what I've done, right? So it's not theory. Yeah. When I started, I was cold to the realtor community. I was a builder and more working on the sales and finance end. So I did what I'm going to tell you now, which was I found someone in my market selling over 100 homes a year because that was my ultimate goal. I didn't do it right away. Mm-hmm. And then I asked, not only did I shadow her, but I asked her who her coach was. And then I went and hired him and I stayed with him for 3+ years, just like I tell people to do.
Yeah.
So find a mentor that's been there and follow them with blinders on. Like, there's a lot of good systems, but pick one you're going to stay with for 3 years. And now as far as quitting, well, you just asked about gut grit, right? I mean, if I don't know the author personally, but if you go buy that book, Grit, I think her name is Suzanne or but it's a doctor. Phenomenal. So quitting is easy. Like, I have students that quit just before they're going to pop a deal for $100,000. You've got to give this thing, like any other business on the planet, you would never say, you know what? I'll just kind of give this a shot and see if it works. You wouldn't. But because real estate's easy to get into, I used to tell my realtors this, they can say, well, I'll give it a shot. In 6 months or 9 months, they go to quit. That'd be like you and I starting a company, gathering investors, and then saying, hey guys, thanks for the investor money that you're going to give me to grow this company. And I'm going to give it a shot for 6 months. They'd laugh at you. They'd take their money back. They want to hear that you're in this thing for the long haul. So there's no quitting in my book to your question, unless it's past 3 years. And if you go past 3 years and you had a mentor, you'll never quit because you have a great experience.
Nice. Very cool. What is define what is a successful realtor to you?
Well, so it wouldn't be me. It'd be them deciding for themselves what success looks like. Like, I ask my students a lot, what does success look like for you? Everybody's different. Like, for us, for me personally, it's to create, at my age, is to create experiences that money can't buy, but you need money to do that. Yeah. When I was younger, my kids are younger, they're working with me now, but when they were younger, it might've been a little different. So the success has to be defined by them. So your question's a good one, but I think everybody should dig deep and say, at the end of 2021, a year and a quarter from now, what does success look like for me? What does it look like to be ultimately successful? They need to define that themselves.
Yeah, have some goals, write it out.
Yeah, and a coach can help you get, maybe think bigger, sure, but you got to start yourself.
Yeah, very cool. What's your day-to-day like now? What do? Now that you've done all of that?
Well, I'm still super active. My son-in-law owns part of the company, but we're on the phone daily. But my typical day, we're remote now, 4 days out of five, the entire team around the country. There's like 10 of us. So we, in the morning, it's a powwow with the team since we went remote April 1st. And then it's usually business development for me, podcasts like this, my own podcast. And then from these shows, developing partnerships and joint ventures and things like that that can serve our community well. We're very hands-on with our community.
Okay. Very cool. Thank you. Well, anything else you want to let us know about your coaching or your courses, your program, a little bit, where do we find you?
Sure. Thank you. They can go to smartrealestatecoach.com. If they don't mind listening to me babble for another 35, 40 minutes, there's a free webinar. They can watch that. It's like a workshop. Mm-hmm. And then they can decide for that because I give them a bunch of free resources to get their fingers on. And then we have a YouTube channel mode that has like 100 and I don't know what's up to now, 120 deals that we expose the good, the bad. Otherwise, we show you what it looks like to do these terms deals.
Yeah.
And just go to Smart Real Estate Coach on YouTube. You'll find that.
That seems like an amazing resource. We'll definitely share that
in
the video. Cool. Thank you. Well, thank you. We'll share all your info. And it was awesome to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me, Ward. I appreciate it.
Thank you.